Christmas. You know, Bob, the office Christmas party is tomorrow night.
Uh-oh. Tom, you know, it got a little rough last year, and guess what? Mr. Weed, our manager, would like to see us in his office.
The station manager?
Yes, indeed.
Well, okay.
Bob and Tom, what do you have to say for yourselves? Are you going to have too much eggnog again at this year's office Christmas party?
I'm sorry that I shoved Chick's face into the onion dip.
Man.
When Pat Carlini danced with me, I didn't know she'd strip.
Well, I gave her $10. I'm sorry that I mooned your wife, Mr. Weed, while wearing that Santa Claus cap. And I guess I startled our guest of honor when I puked all over his lap.
Sure was nice of the mayor to come, Tom.
Yeah.
I won't get drunk this Christmas.
I'm not gonna drink this year.
I won't put a lampshade on my head and swing from the chandelier.
I won't dance around your living room wearing Christy Lee's brassiere.
We won't get drunk this Christmas. We're not gonna drink this year.
Hey, how come Mark Patrick isn't here?
Oh, because you have to pay to park.
Oh, boy. You know, we're sorry Ian mistook your closet for the toilet, but he wasn't feeling very well.
I think some Clorox will remove that stain, but you'll never lose that smell.
And, Mr. Weed, sir, tell your next-door neighbor that I hope he's feeling better.
Who would have thought that our limousine could squash an Irish setter?
Not me.
How ironic that the dog's name was Spot.
I won't get drunk this Christmas.
I'm not gonna drink this year.
I won't do the magic trick where Carlini's patties disappear.
That was great. I won't say pull my finger and ask your wife to volunteer.
We won't get drunk this Christmas. We're not gonna drink this year. We won't get drunk this Christmas. We're not gonna drink this year.
Oh, Doug, get us a beer.
Oh, man, yeah. I am thirsty.